And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Edman.
It is the Earshot 20, about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation. I'm Anthony Edman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. And great show so far, I would say. No?
I wasn't sure how serious you're being.
I just can't.
Listen, this hour is going to be the best hour of radio programming ever. And the previous hour.
We'll just forget it.
Didn't happen. This show is only 1 hour this week. And
it confuses me.
Good thing the music was still great.
things
Anthony's been telling you we're interviewing people we're not interviewing. I played songs out of order.
Well, you know what, though?
We're just somewhere else today. And now we're here.
It's the beauty of radio.
We're ready to roll.
And if we didn't draw attention to it, maybe no one would notice. But because we're honest to you, our listeners, this is what we do.
I do say to people that if you make a mistake, just roll past it. But
I think it was important.
We're using it as a learning opportunity to educate our audiences.
I think it was important.
Everyone makes mistakes, but it's all right.
That's right. So
it's a learning lesson.
Let me correct myself in saying that the band that we're going to hear from coming up in this hour of the program is Lead Mule.
And for some reason, you had the band that you interviewed last week in your mind just because it was such a fantastic interview and they're such great guys. Isn't that right, Anthony?
It is true. That is very true. And I mean, Lead Mule, these guys were great as well. And it's going to be a great interview to listen to and some great music to hear. And they're our feature for this week on the program. So that will be coming up very shortly. Stay tuned for that. And we have the top 10. Where do we get that from? Well, it comes from earshot-online.com, which is a website that houses all kinds of great information. And Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go there.
Well, Earshot is brought to you by the National Campus and Community Radio Association of Canada and is the National Campus and Community Radio Report. Coming out every Tuesday evening is the National Top 50, from which we play the Top 20 and are about to move into, as Anthony alluded, the Top 10 albums charting across the country this week. This is put together by some magical algorithms and math by all the stations across the country submitting their top 30 charts. This week, 34 stations submitting across the nation, including most likely within your region. You can find all of their top 30s as well as the entire top 50, as well as specialty charts both nationally and regionally on electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, as well as monthly charts, yearly countdowns, and features, including some fine interviews, reviews, and loads more.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, that's where we are on Facebook. And our handle on Twitter is @earshot20. So all great ways to get a hold of us. And if you are an emerging Canadian artist or band, you can send us your music and we'll get it on for you, just like we're going to do a little later on in the program for Lead Mule. And, of course, I would be remiss without telling you that we broadcast live out of St. John, New Brunswick every Friday. And there's a little funny down here this time around. So I think that's what's doing it. I feel like I blame it on the air or the water.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'll blame it on. But we broadcast live every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication to many other campus community radio stations. So if you're hearing this at another campus radio station, we thank them very much for carrying it. And thank you for tuning in. All right, let's get into it and start counting down the top 10. I feel like we should have like a cool sound effect there too. It's time to count down the top 10. And like thunder and...
You really 50th. Love breaking the fourth wall, don't you?
50th.
There's no illusions to anyone listening to this radio program. What's going on in your mind?
No.
Or anything that's happening here. It's a real learning lesson for anyone thinking about doing radio about what not to do.
I think everybody loves it. I'm going to take a poll. Everybody loves it.
Great. All right. So back into the program this week after falling to number 24. The week before is Thou and the Get Down, Stay Down, and the album We the Common back to number 10 this week. And you're going to hear a track called City. Following that will be Foxygen and Elephant Stone. And we'll let you know all about their records and the songs you heard when we return.
The Get Down, Stay Down. I guess they can't. See, those are the ones I love. Those are the one-liners that I love.
I love it. I just don't know how to react.
All right. Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10. listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Standing on the moon, I saw you, love. Do you think we'll be somebody just
Earshot 20. Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was The Sacred Sound by Elephant Stone off of their latest self-titled record at number 8, down just 2 spots. At number 9, down from 3, was Foxygen, and off of the album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, you heard Oh No 2. And starting off that set, and the second hour, was at number 10, up from 24, Thou and the Get Down, Stay Down, and from the album We the Common, you heard City.
All right, we're going to take a break from the charts for just a few minutes as we head to Nova Scotia, the home of rock group Lead Mule. They've recently released their self-titled debut EP, and Matt from the band joins us on the phone to chat about the album. Matt, how are things?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So Lead Mule is your first album. What was the process like creating the music, piecing it all together into the product that you have out there now for people to listen to?
Well, we re-recorded it at 3 different studios. It was kind of a project over a year span, and I'm quite happy with the way it turned out, considering it all ended up at Codapop in the end, and I think Arian did a wonderful job of making it sound like it was all done under one roof.
Very cool. And being a four-piece band, how does that dynamic work when it comes to writing and recording songs? Is it a collective effort, or is there one person that kind of takes the lead?
Well, for the most part, I come up with the music for the most part, and show the guys, but they definitely have a lot of input when it comes to, you know, whether it's transitional stuff or bridges or what have you. But for the most part, yeah, just grooves will pop in my head, and then I'll write songs around them and show the guys.
And the songs and the concepts, the influences, or where did your inspiration come from for this record and the songs that that people can hear when they listen to it?
Well, I think it's just for the everyday East Coast working man type thing, down to earth kind of thing, rock and roll. You know, tried to sing about what I know, and yeah, pretty much.
So that's kind of what people can expect from the record is easy listening, but a good rock tune. And I've listened to the tracks on this EP, and they're all really great. So what do you want people to take away from the album?
Oh, whatever they'd like. It's not too ambiguous. There's no big mystery or. It's, I suppose, like anything, there's a little bit that's open for interpretation, but it's pretty much what you hear is what you get.
Awesome. All right, if you want to find out more about Lead Mule, head over to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/earshot20. You can find a link there, or you can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/leadmule. That's LEADMULE. Matt, thanks and good luck with this album, and I assume that coming up in your future there may be some touring as well.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, we intend to do a small maritime tour for this album, yep.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, we see you in this neck of the woods or all across Canada, anybody out there listening will know to keep their eye open. And with that, sitting at an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is Lead Mule and their single Third Degree on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra. Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 7. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
I've been learning, you've been teaching, don't know why.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was We Are Wolves on the program for the first time, and a track called Sun from their new record, L'Amour Pup Club, at number 6, up from 29. And at number 7, up from 26, another new one to the program, Wood Pigeon. And from the album Thumbtacks and Glue, you heard Children Should Be Seen and Not Heard.
And thank you very much to Lead Mule for that great interview and feature. And if you want to check them out, hit them up on Facebook. You can find them there. Lead Mule, great band out of Nova Scotia in Nova Scotia, Canada. I was going to say Nova Scotia, Halifax, but that is not correct at all.
No, that's not the order that
Halifax
you say things.
Halifax is a place in Nova Scotia. Oh, man, I thought it was going to be good this hour. All right, so if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20 National Countdown Show. I'm Anthony M. and Brian Cleveland in studio with me. We're counting down the top 20 albums, and now we're into the top 10 and getting closer to our number one this week. If you want to get in contact with us, earshot20 at gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and at earshot20, that's our handle on Twitter, all great ways to touch base. We're going to now give you the rest of our debut list. It's the Lowdown with Brian, and here we go.
All right, number 34 is the self-titled debut album for Vancouver-based electronic duo Data Romance. And as I say self-titled, I realize that actually it's not, and it is called Other. And it's a pretty cool record. You should definitely check it out. It is at number 34, and I'm going to guarantee you it'll be in the top 20.
This is a guarantee, personal guarantee from you.
This is the Brian stamp of approval. It's a really good record. Reminds me of other Canadian bands like Purity Ring and, other bands like that. It's a pretty cool record. So definitely check it out. At number 33 is the Vancouver Pop Alliance Volume 3, which is the latest in the Mint Records CITR collaboration. Again, featuring Dunkin' Donuts host Duncan McHugh, selecting 14 of Vancouver's finest. There were 300 hand silkscreened copies as a part of their funding drive, which I believe finished last week. And so if you didn't get your hands on those, they go for sale, I think, if they have any left over. So, go check out Mint Records online. Pretty cool record label that began at CITR and is involved in fundraising for CITR, which is the Vancouver-based campus community radio station. And at number 31 was the Grapes of Wrath, and the original three members of the BC folk band released their first album of all new material in 22 years, and that is called High Road.
All right, there you have it. And personal guarantee, the stamp. Now I want a stamp sound like, poof, like you hear on commercials when they're like, have you been hurt in a vehicle accident? Poof. Then call us. You get the stamp of approval for Brian Cleveland. Good man.
So anyway,
that's a good list. All right, five more songs to bring you before the end of this program. And we're going to do it in good fashion with first giving you number 4 and number 5 coming up next. Brian's going to tell you what it is.
All right, at number 5, up 2 spots is Foals, and from the album Holy Fire, you're going to hear My Number. And then at number 4, rising 1 spot, Tegan and Sarah, and you'll hear a selection from their latest, Heartthrob.
Can't believe you're going to give your number out on the radio.
1. I'm number 1.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5. Now Earshot 20. Number 4.
Goodbye, I don't wanna feel the need to hear your voice. Goodbye, I don't wanna feel the need.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Goodbye, Goodbye by Tegan and Sarah, sitting at number 4 up one spot and off of their latest album, Heartthrob. At number 5 up from 7 is Foals, and off of the album Holy Fire, you heard The Number.
I love this job.
What?
It's so, I'll get sappy now for our listeners.
Just having fun over there, are you?
All kinds of fun. If you're just tuning in, Earshot 20, it is the National Countdown Show. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online every week. If you missed any part of the show, no worries. We'll post a link to the show from a site that we upload to called Radio For All.
And that's the number 4.
Is that right? Radio For All, number 4. And you can get the show, download, stream it, listen to it, do whatever you want. It's yours. It's yours for
the window and take it for a walk.
Throw it out the window and take it for a walk.
Sure, I don't know. Do whatever you want. You said you could do whatever you wanted.
That's it. I don't know if it sounds quite sadistic to...
It's an MP3. It doesn't have feelings.
Oh. Oh. That's sad.
That makes you sad. I even spat on you.
Oh, no. All right. We've got 3 more tracks to bring you till the end of the program, so we'll get into it. We'll come back one more time after we're done to let you know what you heard and wish you well before we leave. What is wrong with me today?
Who knows? I ask this question every day I speak to you.
Just
Just do it. Just do it.
Ready to roll. All right, you're going to hear Stop Thinking So Much by The Bicycles from their latest of the same title, and that is at number 3 up from 8. Rising all the way from number 44 in its second week on the top 50 charts, at number 2 is Image du Futur, which is the latest album from Montreal group Sons. And sitting still at number 1 is Hayden, and you'll hear a track from Us Alone. We'll let you know what you heard when we return.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It is the Earshot 20.
Number 3. Earshot 20. Number 1.
I'm hoping for no rainy Saturdays. It's the Earshot 20.
That was Rainy Saturday from Hayden, sitting still at number one with his new record, Us Alone. Before that, up from 44 to number two was Sons. And from the album Image de Futur, you heard 2020. And starting off that set was Stop Thinking So Much by the Bicycles, from the album of the same name, at number three, up from eight.
That does it for us. Another show under the belt. We'll be back next week with the Top 20 Countdown and more, so tune in for that. Thanks for listening. Missed any part of the show? You can find it on Radio 4 All. That's Radio number 4 All. And we'll post that link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Stay tuned. More great campus and community radio programming is on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.